Medical experts believe our cavalier use of antibiotics has sparked a global health crisis. A recent study shows that 150,000 people died in the U.S. in 2010 from infections that could not be treated with antibiotics. That's much higher than previously reported. But what if doctors could solve the problem by using viruses that have evolved to attack these deadly superbugs? In 2015, epidemiologist Stephanie Strathdee was on vacation in Egypt with her husband, Tom Patterson, when he fell violently ill. A drug-resistant bacteria had infected his abdomen, and Stephanie's race to save his life began. Well, she discovered a little-known treatment that not only cured Tom, but might also prove to be a new weapon in the battle against antibiotic resistance. Stephanie Strathdee and Tom Patterson, both scientists at UC San Diego, have published a book about Tom's brush with death. It's called The Perfect Predator. Professor Strathdee, welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And Tom Patterson, welcome to you. It's good to hear your voice, to be honest.
To be honest, it's great to be alive.
And let's start with you. Tell me about the day in Egypt when you got sick and you knew this was going to be really bad.
Well, we started off on this really wonderful trip in Egypt, exploring pyramids. We were on the top of the ship, had a beautiful starlit dinner that night, and went to bed. And about an hour later, I woke up and I was violently throwing up, assumed that I had food poisoning, and it just kept going and going and going all night long. And in the morning, Stephanie said, "I'm calling a doctor," and I'm one of those stoic guys who likes to say, "No, I don't want to see a doctor," especially when you're in a developing country.
Because you've traveled a lot in your lives together.
Oh, yeah. We visited well over 50 countries, and so we carry ciprofloxacin in case we get something. In fact, that's the first thing we did was I popped one of those pills and promptly threw it up.
It was an antibiotic, ironically. And so,
yeah.
So Stephanie, you seems like you're worried at this point, but you're not overly worried. However, you do find yourself in a hospital or a clinic in Luxor. At what point do you out that the big picture problem with Tom was this bacterial infection that could not be treated with antibiotics?
Within a couple of days, I managed to convince our travel insurance company to get a medevac to Frankfurt, where they did a CT scan and they saw that there was a giant abscess in his abdomen the size of a small football. And the doctor showed me this flask of brown, putrid, murky fluid and said, based on this fluid and the color of it, there's something growing in there and we have to culture it to see what's in there. So a couple of days later, it came back and the doctor came into the room at the ICU, fully gowned and gloved, and stood a distance away and said, "It's the worst news we could have had. I'm afraid it's the worst bacteria on the planet."
And what was it?
It's called Acinetobacter baumannii. And soon afterwards, the WHO, World Health Organization, listed this organism as the most deadly superbug to human health. It was a wimpy bacterium a couple of decades ago. It's one, though, that is what I consider to be a bacterial kleptomaniac. It steals antimicrobial resistance genes from other bacteria and has become a superbug.
So there was a time when you could treat this infection with antibiotics, but you couldn't now in this case with Tom, and it was making him incredibly, incredibly sick. What changed? How did it go from being this wimpy bug, as you describe it, to something that was going to kill him?
Well, Tom, unfortunately, now is a poster child for this dystopian age of the global superbug crisis. We have been overusing antibiotics, not just in people, but in livestock and agriculture and even aquaculture. And as a result of this, bacteria have been acquiring resistance genes. And this particular superbug got really clever about moving into spaces where we've knocked out other friendly bacteria in the microbiome.
So you need a solution and you need one fast, Stephanie. You luckily are a scientist. You have some experience in this world. And you come across something in your reading of medical journals called phage therapy. Tell us more.
phages are actually viruses that attack bacteria. They have evolved over millennia. They're 100 times smaller than bacteria, and they're everywhere. They're in soil, they're in water, they're in our guts. And so as a result, we poop them out. Hmm. And where you find phages are where you find cesspools full of bacteria.
And you actually convinced scientists around the country to go searching in sewage for these things.
It was actually miraculous. I reached out to total strangers around the U.S., which included a group from Texas A&M University, who turned their lab into a command center and basically worked on this 24/7 for the next few weeks and found phages that matched Tom's bacterial isolate. The FDA put us in touch with a group from the Navy Medical Research Center in Frederick, Maryland, and they, too, found several phages that matched Tom's bacterial isolate. So now we had two phage cocktails that were sent back to us. These had to be repurified by San Diego State University, because when we realized that we had to inject these into his bloodstream, we wanted them to be as pure as possible. If they weren't, it could trigger septic shock and kill him.
Now, phage therapy is not new, and that's the fascinating thing about this. It actually was first discovered about 100 years ago, but then it went out of favor with the use of antibiotics. Why did we just forget that they were there and could help with these infections?
Phages were considered very finicky. You have to match the phage to the bacteria. Not just any phage will kill any bacteria. And also, in the former Soviet Union, they had taken up phage therapy very vigorously. They didn't have access to antibiotics very easily. And because Russia was an enemy to the West, if you were a proponent of phage therapy, you were considered a pinko commie scientist.
Wow. So that's what you're up against. And Tom, I want to bring you back into this conversation, because this phage therapy now is going to be injected inside your gut to target the infection. It's also going to be put into your body intravenously. But at this point, you were on your deathbed. What was that like? I mean, did you have any idea of what was going on or the grave danger that you were in?
I was actually in a coma, having hallucinations, and Stephanie came to me, and I was able to hear her, actually, even though I was in a coma. That's one of the interesting facts that I try to get out to people, is when you talk to people and they're in a coma, don't assume that they're just a loaf of bread. Mm. They can hear you sometimes. And she asked me if I wanted to live, and I, at that time, was hallucinating I was a snake, of all things. And I had to find out how to squeeze her hand to let her know that I wanted to live. And I wrapped my body around her hand and squeezed it, and she went ahead and did her thing as a scientist.
And Stephanie, it started to work.
3 days after we started injecting phages into Tom's bloodstream, he woke up. He lifted his head off the pillow and kissed his daughter's hand. I wasn't there at that particular moment, but I know that the ICU just exploded, and everybody was giving high fives and tears were streaming down people's face. And when I ran into the hospital the next day to see Tom, unfortunately, he was septic again. Hmm. He was in a coma, and we thought that we were killing him. We stopped the phage therapy, and we realized within a day that it was another bacteria that had got out of his gut. So we restarted the phage therapy, and 2 days later, he woke up. And from then, he was making a full recovery. And it was the happiest day of my life, to be honest.
Not to be morbid, but if Tom had died, and it was close, do you think the advancement of phage therapy would be moving forward like it is today?
That's a very good question. I mean, clearly the success of Tom's case went viral, and in a good way this time. And a lot of people are now using phage therapy intravenously around the world where they hadn't been doing this before. But even if Tom died, I knew that we were both scientists and that we would at least be offering some information about what to do or what not to do. And we monitored this very carefully. The case report was published. We've now treated several other cases successfully, not just at UC San Diego, but around the world.
Tom, what about you? This completely ravaged your body. You lost 100 pounds. You mentioned the hallucinations that you suffered while you were in a coma for many, 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 many days. 9 months, was it, in the hospital total when it was all said and done?
That's right. I was in a coma for 2 to 3 months, and I was in the hospital a total of 9 months.
How are you doing now?
I'm doing great. I'm back to work. We just came back from Costa Rica, bird watching and hiking. But I have to say, for every day you're in the hospital, it's 5 days of recovery. So I'm 3 years out of the hospital, and it's about 4 years to get a full recovery. So I'm still regaining strength.
Has it shifted your view on what it means to be alive?
No question about it. I mean, I have to say, it's a very emotional experience. You take a physical toll, but you also get a psychological toll. Myself, Stephanie, my daughters suffer from PTSD as a result of this. But I'm here to talk about this because I'm trying to pay forward what all of the people that went out of their way contributing phages and all their knowledge to save my life. And so what I'm hoping is my experience will result in saving many, many more lives.
That's Thomas Patterson and Stephanie Strathdee. They are authors of the new book, The Perfect Predator, A Scientist Race to Save Her Husband from a Deadly Superbug. Thanks for sharing your story. And we're happy it turned out the way it did, to say the least. Thanks to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And if you want more information, we'll link you to the Phage Therapy Center at UC San Diego. Professor Strathdee and Tom's doctor started it after Tom's incredible recovery. Hereandnow.org.